Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Tzvi Krausman.
Bava Basra Dav Kuf Chof. The Gemara on the bottom of Kuf Yud Tesam and Beis, the Gemara brings that the Brei Slav Chod would naslam neis ki yer chevet. The Chsiv Ayelech Ishvi Beis Levi, Vayikach Es Bas Levi, Epsher Bas Meyu Shlesh Mishad of a Karol Bas. How could it be that an Isha is 130 years old and you still call her a Bas? A Bas is a Bashba of a Lashad of a young girl. So she was had to be at that time 130 years old already. She was born when they first came down to Mitzrayim. And when Moshe was born, it was 130 years later. The my karol the bas of Rav Yehuda bar Zvi the Malamed shenold basi baridayrus is adra basa dispashtu akbata v'chazar hayoyfi lebkayim. So the Gemara over here is before that Yecheved was 130 years old when she gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Ramban, this famous Ramban, in Bereishis Perek Memvav, Pasuk Tesvav, brings down the kasha from the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra has a kasha that, how could it be such a thing that Yecheved was such a big nace that Isha that's 130 years old had a child? If the Torah makes such a big deal about that Sarah, when she was only 90 years old, had a child, why wouldn't the Torah mention this nace also? Why wouldn't the Torah mention a nace that Yecheved had a child? So the Ramban comes to answer, he very strongly answers the Ibn Ezra's kasha. The Ibn Ezra was being refakhtik and divri chazal. He very strongly answers the kasha. And he says that not every single nes does the Torah mention. He says the whole entire, everything in the world is nisim. Anytime the psukim that say that someone that does bad, some people do averis, Hashem gives v'otzar, Hashemayim, lo yamotar, he says that's also not derech ha-teva, that's also a nes. But the Torah doesn't make mention of every single time. Call it Torah kulos nisim. That's not what the Torah makes mention of. What the Torah makes mention of a nes is only, says the Rabban, when the Navi said that it's going to happen. It's something that the Navi said l'chatchila is going to happen, and it was this kaim, which that proves that there's Hashem ba'olam. It's clear. It's a clear proof that Hashem is ba'olam. Or he says if the Amalach b'tshlichas Hashem, like in the case of Avram, where a Malach came and he said la'is chaya, Sarah's going to be neilat a ben, and the ben was this, and it was this kaim. What the Malach said. So that's where the Torah speaks it out. But not any time when a nace happens or something out of the ordinary happens, which is Yad Hashem, does the Torah speak that out. That's how Ramban answers the Ibn Ezra's kasha. And the Marsha, by us, says that he doesn't understand that he says he has very simple teretz. He says the answer is that it says in the Torah, Vayikach es bas levi, like Gemara makes a drasha, she was a bas. Even though she was 130 years old, she was still a bas. She was chazal narusa. So it says that is the drasha. It says Ba'eba says it in the Torah. But why say Ibn Ezra saying it doesn't say it in the Torah? It does say it in the Torah. This drasha that we're making over here that she was chazal narusa, that it says it in the Torah. And both the Ramban and the Marsha both speak out that even without any drashas chazal, it's mukhrach anyhow. This whole cheshbet of what chazal are making, they both say that Levi was 43 years old when he came down to Mitzrayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu, his eidikol, his grandson, was born 130 years later. So either we say that Yecheved was very old when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, or Levi was older than Avram. One of the two had to be. One of the two is either Levi has to be very old, or Yecheved had to be very old. So even without any drushas chazal, if you just read the psukim, we know that Yecheved was Levi's daughter. The first, that Yecheved was Levi's daughter. And Moshe Rabbeinu was born 130 years later, so therefore says the Rabban and the Marsha that that's Kilum Afurish in the Psukim. It has to be that way. The Gur Aryeh in Shmois, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph in Shmois, also brings down this Kasha. And he says two terutim. He says, first of all, in Mitzrayim, anyhow, we know that there was a very big nes in the Eifet of Leda in Mitzrayim. We know the a famous chazal that there was shisha noil b'keres echad, that Mitzrayim there were six children born in one time. So he says, since Benkach, Hashem was mechazik the koyach hatelada, Hashem made a miracle koyach to give birth to Mitzrayim, the koyach hatelada was very strong, so therefore the fact that Yecheved gave birth when she was 130 years old is not so out of the ordinary. That's nichal on the mace of the whole klai yisrael, that the whole klai yisrael is paru vayishvitzu, that you would Noel Chisha Vakaras Echo, the Maral explains that this is one big nest of being mechazik the koyach hatelada. That's the first teretz. And he says the second teretz, he says this to Keteretz, he says that it's chaluk on neis to happen to Avraham Avinu, to the Avis, and to anyone else. He says the Torah was ma'iruch alat in the ma'isim of the Avis. The Avis, they are the foundations of Klai Yisrael, they are the sedes of Klai Yisrael. The Torah, like Rashi and Chayisara says, Yafasi chasen sh'ab the Avis, yesu b'tarasa sh'albodim. The Torah is very ma'iruch in things that happen to the Avis. So if the Torah says a neis that happened to Avraham and Sarah, which was the latest Yitzchak, which is that's the Yisrael of the whole Klai Yisrael, it's not a kasha, why did the Torah also say a neis that happened to Yecheved? It's not a kasha. It's very important for Chazal it's very important for the Torah to speak about Maisa that happened to the Avis, Lav Dafka. Does that mean that it has to talk about any neis that happened to other people? Now I heard over something a little similar to what the Maral is saying. I heard over an aura from Reb Leib Bakst. He met the Briska Rav, I think it was in Vilna, and he asked him the following question. He says he doesn't understand the Yushanim's kash. He doesn't understand that Ibn Ezra and the Rabban discusses this kash. So why didn't the Torah make mention of the Nesiv Echebed? He says everything that says in the Torah is Torah. Torah is not a history book. Torah is not a book that says all the Nisim, the Flois HaBoyrei. That's not what the Torah is. The Torah, everything that says in the Torah is Torah. So how can we go and ask a kasha that just because the Torah decided to write a maisa about Sarah, which that's Torah, that every other maisa that ever happened should also be in the Torah? We're not trying to look for Nisim to write. Any pasuk in the Torah that's written is Torah. That is Torah. Torah, who said the story of Yecheved is Torah? The story of Yecheved having a leidu is not Torah. The story of Yisara is Torah. How can we go and ask a kasha that why did the Torah speak about this if it spoke about that? That's Torah and this is not Torah. That was the Aror Blay Bax asked the Briska Rav, and if I remember correctly, the Briska Rav was Makabal this Aror for Blay Bax. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara asks, "V'alon modern akosav derech dulason, v'kan derech achmasam." And the Rashbam is Masber that "V'alon kshenisu b'nai slavchad when they get married modern akosav derech dulusa," then the Torah was made to them in the age order. And the Rashbam explains, how does the Gemara know that the minion over there was Alpida age? He says, "V'stavar the kach nodu kedachsev v'yasakei b'kaimenu l'asatziru v'nei abchira." V'stavar that they got married in the order of their age. The Kan learns the Rashbam. What does it mean? Kan kisha omdu v'nei moisha derech achmasam kisaydu shem chach bezu yaisi bezu ektiman akasav. And the Rashbam explains, how do we know that it's derech achmasam? Because it's v'stavar. Why did it switch around the order? It must be that the order is not l'fida age. Since it's not the same order. So it must be that over here, they're being mined at Derech HaChmasam. So the Gemara says, it's a yei leder of Ami. It's a riot from this difference. The fact that the Torah switched around the order, it's a riot to Rav Ami. The Abra of Ami, b'yeshiva holoch acher chachba, b'besiba holoch acher zikna. That when you come in yeshiva, so then you go basa, the one person, you bechaber the person that's the biggest chacham. B'besiba, and you buy a chasana, buy a suda, so then you bechaber the zaken, holoch acher zikna. Amr of Asher, says, "V'hu the maflik b'chochma, v'hu the maflik b'zikna." This that we're mechabed the chacham and mechabed the zaken is only if they're maflik b'chochma. Not that just he's a little more smarter, has a little more chachma than the other person. It has to be that he's muflik. He's much bigger chacham. He's much bigger zaken. He's much older than the other person. So the Rashbam over here it says that the dinim that come out is that we go baser. B'yeshiva halchacher chachma is only if he's a muflik b'chachma. That means if the other person is a muflik b'zikna, even if the other one's a bigger chacham, and even though Rav Ami was miyaseh that b'yeshiva you go b'aser chachma, but if the other one's muflik b'zikna, you always go b'aser zaken. Someone that's muflik b'zikna and the other one's not muflik chachma, you always go b'aser zikna. And if someone's muflik b'chachma, and the other one's, even though he's older than him, but he's not muflik b'zikna, then you always go b'aser a muflik b'chachma, even b'mesiba, you go b'aser a chachma. That's clear in the Gemara. Now the Shaila starts, Rashbam discusses, what's the halacha if one is not muflik b'chachma, he's a bigger chacham, but he's not muflik b'chachma, and the other one is a bigger zakein, but he's not muflik b'zikna. So if they're both muflik, one's muflik b'zikna, one muflik b'chachma, that's the first in the Gemara, that by b'siba halachachar zikna and yeshiva halachachar chacham. If one of them is muflik, that's also clear in the Gemara, the one that you always go b'aser, the one that's muflik. If one's muflik and the other one's not muflik, you always go b'aser muflik. Shaila Rashbam asks, what happens if they're both not muflik? One's a bigger chacham, one's more zakin than the other one, one's older than the other one. Which one do you go b'aser? So Rashbam says that you go bust the zaken, both be yeshiva and both be besiba, you go bust the zaken. He says, but it's not kedai, just because someone's a little more big chacham, it's not kedai to be bevayish the zaken. The zaken's older than him. And therefore, it's not kedai to be bevayish to be mechabid, the person that's younger than him, since he's only a little bit, he has a little bit more chachma than him. And he says, the other way, the chacham won't get embarrassed, because the chacham knows you're being mechabid in pashup, because the other person's older. So therefore, says the Rashbam, that the halacha is it, when you have one that's muflig, not muflig b'zikta, and one that's not muflig b'chachma, you go bust it as zok. That's the Rashbam shita. And the Ran brings down b'shem the ra'ah. Not like this, he says that there's no difference, that the Gemara says you need to be muflig is only if the other one's muflig. If they're both not muflig, then you go back, you chayz it to the same klal. If they're both not muflig, then yeshiva halachachar chokhma, yeshiva halachachar zikna. Same way when they're both muflig, yeshiva halachachar chokhma, yeshiva halachachar zikna. Who had din, when they're both not muflig, it's the same halacha. That's the das haran b'shem ra'ah. Because the ra'ah is chaylik on the reshbam. Now, l'chayra, in the Gemara, Pashtis, we would say, it would be more like the Ra'ah. Pashtis, the B'nai Slav weren't muflig b'zikna. They were all five sisters. Look in the Tziv, Marei Misad, he assumes also like this, that l'chayra, they weren't muflig b'zikna. So they weren't muflig b'zikna. It's possible that one was muflig b'chachma, but it's not mistaken that they were muflig b'zikna one over the other. And Afal Pikein, the Gemara learns up over here, the Din, that you go bust zikna, anything that's not be yeshiva, something that's the besiba, you go bust zikna. So chayra feeder off the Gemara is very nisyashiv. It's enochanami. The Gemara just means when the Gemara says you need to be muflig, it's only when they're both muflig. So then, yeah, if one's muflig and one's not muflig, the halacha is you don't go bust the other one. You go bust a muflig. But when they're both not muflig, you chayz the same din, and that will be the pshat. Why by B'nai Slavchad we switched from Chachma to Zikna? But the Fidur Ashbam, L'chayru Atshver, so in the Tzivin and Marayim Yisada says that L'chayru, we can learn that in the Iker, what we're bringing over here is from the Halacha that B'yeshiva Holch Achar Chachma. That will say that one of the B'nai Slavchad was Muflik B'chachma over the other ones. They were Muflik B'chachma. And therefore, that's why we're Makdim that one B'yeshiva. In the Chanami, the reason why we were makdim the fact that you were mafliga a zokain b'siba, that is no raya. The fact that they were makdim to get married, that's not a raya to anything. That's not that. Of course, the older one got married first. The ikar raya that we're bringing over here to Rabbi Ami is that b'yeshiva l'chachar chochma, because in the Chanami, one of them was b'emes muflig b'chochma. I'm b'tzibur emesoda. But he brings that if you look at that Grace Abach and the Rashbam, it's before not like this. The Rashbam says, Bibisiba shall mishta, who are then in the suin? And the Bach adds in, Kibidai Slavchot. Like the B'nai Slavchot, it's before clear in the Bach that he holds that B'nai Slavchot was working with these klalim. And the Tziv speaks out that this is not the Bach's own Haggad. The Rosh in Kedushin, the Rosh in Kedushin brings down this Sugya. And he is matik the Rashbam like the Girsa Sabach. The Bach didn't make up this Girsa. This was the Girsa that the Rosh had in the Rashbam. So therefore says the Mitziv, it's before that the din of the Mesiba also were learning from B'nai Slavchad. So the Bach is decided to say that maybe the Gabi getting married, even if you're not so much older, that would also be considered a muflig b'zikna. The fact that you're a little bit older, that's also enough to make someone a muflig b'zikna. So therefore, since we see that the Torah is back to Megabe getting married, the oldest one, so you see that Megabe Mesiba, you go Basar Zikna. That's what the Tziv is tzad to say in the Marsha, it's a Pshat in the Rashbam. Now there's a third sheet in the Rishonim. There's a sheet that's a Ritva. The Ritva says, the Hepech from the Rashbam, he says that when they're both not Muflig, so then the Halacha is, you go Basar a Chachma. When they're both not muflig, then you go basar chachma. And the Ritva doesn't explain the beer, what's the pshat in this halacha. So maybe it can be mavar that you say the Ritva holds that the fact that, when someone's not muflig b'zikna, when someone's a year or two older than you, that it doesn't have a din that you should be makdim in. The fact that someone's a year older than someone else doesn't make him have any din to be makdim in. Someone has a little more chachma, That's enough of a siba to be makdibim. So someone's muflik bezikta. So then we could dat him like a zokin lagabi you. He has a Torah zokin, maybe a din of dat to play zokin lagabi you, and therefore you have to go and be mechabedim. But the fact that someone's a little bit older than you, a year older than you, a few days older than you, is not a reason why you should have any chiyuv covered and any din covered and anything ktima b'chal. So maybe the Ritva held that lagabi chachma, the fact that someone has a little bit more chachma, that's enough of a siba to have a din covered. There's no siva b'chlal. Until you're a muflik b'zikna, there's no din b'chlal. And maybe let's push it that when someone's a muflik, when someone's not a muflik b'zikna, and someone's not a muflik b'chokba, there's no din b'chlal to go b'as a zikna. It's push it that you're mechabed the chacham. Maybe that would be the beer in the ritva. But kapanim it's yitze from the sugya that there are three shitas. There's a shitas harashpam, that the harashpam also with the boat that muflik you go basar the zaken, and the harashpam explains why, because it's not kedai to be vayish the zaken, and the chacham won't become a vayish. You won't get embarrassed from the fact that you're going to be mechabed the zaken. And then we have the shita saran b'shem the ra'ah, that when they're both that muflig, it's chayzer to the regular din that tali mesiba and yeshiva, but yeshiva alchachar chachba mesiba alchachar zikda. And then we brought the shita saritva, that the ritva seems to say that any time they're both that muflig, you go basar the chachma. There's an interesting Rashi al Torah over here at the end of Masay in Paraklam of Vav, Pasuk Yud Aleph, with the Pasuk over there, the Pasuk that says, Vatiyana machla sirtza chaglo milka v'noya b'noy slaf l'vnei dedeyam l'noshim. So Rashi says, Kan moram l'fig du basan, zumi zu b'shanu. V'nissu k'seda tol dasam, and they got married in the order of how old they were, in the order that they gave, that they were born. V'v'chol mikra moram l'fig chachmasam. And the whole Pasuk, in the whole mikra, there's moram they were, the Torah is moram them l'fig chachmasam. Not in this order. U'magin sheshkulay sein. And we see that there's shkulay zu kezu. So the Mizrahi over here on this Rashi explains that how could we say u'magin sheshkulay zu kezu if we just finished saying that was banan lefi chachmasam? We might it lefi lechachma. So it's obviously that they're not equal. Obviously there's one that's bigger chacham than the other one. So the Mizrahi explains that we're saying banan lefi chachmasam, that we're saying magid shkulas zukezu doesn't mean that they're shkulas b'chachma. It means they're shkulas b'kavid. That means that they were no kavid zebezeh. Each one was shakul. The zaken was just as much b'chubid as the chacham. They were no kavid zebezeh. That's what it means. He says the same way when it says Moshe v'Aaron is shkulas zain. Moshe v'Aaron is shkulas zain. He says doesn't mean that they were the same darg of chachma. Moshe was a bigger chacham than Aaron. But it says that they were shkulas zain. It was that Moshe was mechabed Aaron and Aaron was mechabed Moshe. That they were both mechabed each other and that therefore they were shkulas. That's what it means shkulas. And that's how the Mizrahi explains this Rashi. So the Sefer Tzedel Derech, it's a Pirush on Rashi from the Be'er Sheva, he's strongly masig on the Mizrahi. He says, how could be Yetzi be Pek Kodesh such a thing? That's before the Gemara by us. So the Gemara goes along and the Gemara says, brings down this Vesayeler of Ami, and then the Gemara says, Tana the very Bishmol, but I saw the Shkulisai, Shenebe Tiena Vaya Achasakula. And the Rashbam says, and therefore there's no Raya to loy to sailor of Ami. First, Pashas Loshana Gemara, and that's how Rashbam learns up the Gemara Mefurish, that Rabbi Shmuel comes to argue. He says a different pshat. The first drasha was, the first stomach of the Gemara was learning up, Kamar and Derek Dulasim, Kamar and Derek Chachmas. And that would be the sailor of Ami. And Rabbi Shmuel says a different pshat. He says the reason why the Torah switched around the order, and one place said this order, one said this order, is just to show us that there were shkulis saying that they're all equal. They were all equal b'chachma. They were all equal. Not like how the Gemara over here till now was saying that the pshat in the Shini HaSeder was because it was some type of mechuvin of derech dulos and derech chachmas. That's what it says the derech's masik on the Mizrahi, and he says that you have to explain Rashi differently. You have to explain it. He has to be gerus with the vav where we have it umagid shkula sukazu, and Rashi means to say a new pshat. Kilo Rashi was saying davar acher umagid shkula sukazu. It's a new pshat. There's two pshatim. One pshat is kamal fake dulos on. And Chola Mikra is Manam Fichach Masam. And there's another Pshat, Umagish Ashkulis Sukazu. That's how the Tzedel Derech says you have to be Mazbar Rashi. And he brings the Besayif that he found already, the Sefer Imre Shefer already says his Pshat. Not like the Mizrahi. So it's Machlekes Mizrahi. And the Tzedel Derech had to learn up in this Rashi. The Pashas reading of the Rashi is like the Mizrahi. Just the Tzedel Derech Titus from Agamara. But you could learn that Rashi is not 100% Mukhra in the Gemara. Rashi could learn that the two things could go together. There's one Indian among Derek Musang Derek Chachmasam. And there's also a ton of Rabbi Shmuel, the fact that they switched around the order, it's a riot that they were mechabed each other. The Sarachim, what would be the riot, Magit Shashkul Sukazu, If there was a different mechuvin, why did Torah put it together? So l'chayrov, this problem is a little ara on the Mizrahi's pshat in the Rashi. The Gemara on Amar Beis brings down the drasha. Amar Mar, Mala Alon Aaron Avod of Chol Yisrael. Just like Beshchute Chutz says that the pasuk that did is doig to Aaron Avod of Chol Yisrael. Afkan by Faras Adarim, by Atar Sedarim, it's Aaron Avod of Chol Yisrael. Lamai Hilchasa. Ask the Gemara, what's this din of Aaron Avod of Chol Yisrael that Gabi Atar Sedarim? Amar of Achabar Yaakov Leimash Afaras Adarim Beshleisha Ed Yaitis. That the din of Afaras Adarim is Beshleisha Ed Yaitis. That three Ed Yaitis could be made for a neder, could be matter a neder. So the Gemara asks for Rashi Amatzik Sivbe. It says in the pasuk, Rashi Amatzis. Can't just use any head yet. So the Gemara answers, "Could the Amrav Chista Amrav Yechra Biyachid Mumcha Hachanami Biyachid Mumcha?" That the din of Rashi Amatzis, that's when one Yachid alone could be matter neder. But when you have three people, so then you can use head yetis. You don't need to have Rashi Amatzis. So Tosis explains, how do you know three? Tesis brings the revob pshat, pirish revob, the b'dekseb roshay shnai mashma, roshay is mashma too, v'ebetz shakob esifir alayb oid echad. Tesis is not happy, v'ein nira, the other rabba, roshay amatis is not, roshay amatis is the din of yachon mumcha. So you can't learn out two from roshay amatis. So Tesis learns, says, el nira l'ri, that it's pashat sitza, yachon mumcha is on, it was one and off, so b'hechrich et yaitis can't be that's one. Is that you need a yachon mumcha for? So must be you need two. And once you need two, ve'ibes ashaka b'sifal aleihem oid echon. Now there's another pshat in the Rishonim, the Ran, the Ramban, and the Rashba, and the Ritva. They all bring. There's another drasha. It's a drasha to say that Aaron ubanov is three. Aaron ubanov is three, and the Rashba brings another way that Aaron banov v'chol Yisrael is the drasha of three. There's a direct drasha of three. So we have one mahalach of Teisvis to say that we know two from either from Rashi Amatis or from the fact that Yachem Mumcha is with one, so we know for sure you need two. And once we know two, automatically you know three because Ein Besed Shakel. Now from these Rishonim, Yitzchak Elchanan and Nachal Yitzchak and Simek Gimel, Sif Dalid, he brings a ride not like a Rekiva Eger. It's a Chuvah Rekiva Eger in Chuva Ayin Gimel. Rekiva Eger over there has an interesting Shiloh. Someone asked him that he's new in the city, he doesn't know the people in the city, and therefore he has a neder, that's a site. It's a site he doesn't want to be megala to any person that he doesn't know. And the only person that he knows that he's comfortable to be megala the site with is a 15-year-old bacher, and he doesn't know for sure that he's a gadol. He doesn't know he was maybe Shnei Cyrus. So we have a chazaka de rava. We know the chazaka de rava that once a person is tigia l'chal shanim, once he's 13 years old, we can assume he's a gadol. But we're not semech chazaka derava v'gabi deraisis. We can only be semech chazaka derava v'gabi derabonos. So Rabbi Kivager writes over there in the tshuva pashta eitza. He says, get three people and this 15-year-old bacher together, and then tell this 15-year-old bacher over the neder, and have them all four be matir the neder. Because he says, l'gabi deraisis. You don't need to tell the best in the neder that you're being matir. You could just let them, the best be matter. So the Gabbid derises, you have the three people that are standing there. The three people that the Smali Ziknam, which we know for sure, Agdalim, use those three people. And the Gabbid did the Rabbanon, that you have to go and tell Bezdin, you have to be pirate the Ned there to Bezdin. There you could assume that this 15-year-old Bacher is also a Gadol. So that, Klapi Vetzok, says to Kivager, you could assume, you could use this 50-year-old Bacher. So says the Nachal Yitzchak, says Reb Yitzchak Elchanan, that L'chayra, how could you use four people for a bezin? It comes out, the fetus eats of Reb Kiveh, using four people for a bezin is a din of ein bezin shakel. And he says, L'chayra, it's the first in the Rishonim in our Sugya, Taisis Beforish, it's a din of ein bezin shakel, even L'gabi Atar Sedarim. He speaks out, and maybe the other Rishonim that say a different pshat, maybe this pshat, that you have to darsh at all three, from Aaron Ubanov or Aaron Ubanov Chal Yisrael, maybe they all, that there's no problem with bezin shakel. And he seems to explain that the reason that Vana Wired Kivega would hold is no din of Bezin Shakel, there's no problem Bezin Shakel by the din of Atar Sedarim is because not Kravim Apostle or Kusher for Atar Sedarim. You don't have all the psulim of regular Bezdin, but Gabi the din of Atar Sedarim. So therefore, maybe Kivega held that would be a svar, that there shouldn't be a process of Bezin Shakel. But Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan says that Ladina Luchari can't be Saimach on this from Kivega because he says it's Rishainim the head Yufakert. The other Rishonim, maybe that's the pshat in them, but there's a Mefurash Rishonim over here that say there's a problem with Bezin Shakel, and therefore says says Reb Yitzchak Elchanan that L'chayra is a psul of Bezin Shokol, but Gabi the did of Atar Sadarim also. Now there's an interesting Rajba in the sugya over here. It's a very, very important idea to keep with you when you get to Zvachim, the sugya of a Sheikh Ramale. The Rajba over here has a kasha. He asks, why do we need a pasuk? Why does the Torah b'chlal say Aaron of one of Chol Yisrael by Shchutei Chutz? And if you're going to tell me, says the Rajba, it's just to learn up the gab to make their shava tafar sedarim that the Rishay Shad Yaitis. So let it say it over there directly. Let it say Aaron of one of Chol Yisrael by a far sedarim. Why does it have to say it by Shchutei Chutz and then we learn out tafar sedarim? So the Rajba says that no, that there's a chiddush in Shchutei Chutz itself. Because see, the Rajba says that I would have a havamido that dafka koyin's chayv on Shchutei Chutz, not a zar. And that's what the pasuk has to say, Aaron of Adam Chol Yisrael, that even a zar is kosher, and the Rashi explains what, even a zar is chayiv, and the Rashi explains why is a zar chayiv, since a zar is kosher l'shchita. So since a zar is kosher l'shchita, that's why a zar is chayiv on Shchut Echutz. That's what the Rashi writes. So on this Rashi, the Chayra, there's two pashta ha'aris, two simple ha'aris that the Chayra is very shver on the Rashi. First of all, since the Maisa, zar is kosher b'shchita, so why do you need a pasuk? What would be the havim that you need dafka koyin to be chayiv on Shchutei Chutz? Bishleim, if only a koyin would be kosher, so there will be a chiddush. But if you're telling me any el that a koyin, a zar is kosher for shchita, so why do you need a pasuk? It's pasuk that a zar is going to be chayiv on Shchutei Chutz. What's the difference between a koyin and a zar? Why would there be a special havim that a dafka koyin is chayiv? And the second kasha that there is on the Rashba is that l'chayiv im kain by Allah as chutz. There's another chiyuv of Allah as chutz. When you mile imurim b'chutz, the halacha is he also chayiv karis, and l'chayiru al loy metziru that dafka koyin's chayiv. And if the Rashba is saying that the whole reason why by shchita azar is chayiv is because a shchita is k'sher bizar, halah is pasul bizar. Azar can't make halah b'chutz. So why by halah do we never find halacha that dafka koyin's chayiv on halah? Chayiv before all over that even azar is chayiv on halah. And why? What's the chiluk between shchita and halah? So if you look in the sefer Makar Baruch in Chelik Bei Simeches, he speaks about both of these kashas. He has different chakvatayas with different daily tayr of bismana. He discusses both of these kashas. So on the first kasha, he answers that tzegeah for a oif. The tzegeah is drasha for a oif. If someone shechts a oif, we'll see later on in the Gemara later on before, that by oif, yechayiv on a sheichet machotz. And over there, the akrova b'fdim is with malika, which is malika's pasul bazar. You need dafka koyin. So therefore, over there says the Makar Baruch, over there, be'emes to be, I have a minute to say, that you're not chayiv if a zar shachts b'chutz, since b'fnim, he wouldn't be roy to be makriv of this oif, he wouldn't be roy to do the thing that's tachas shchita and a malika b'fnim. So therefore, there would be a havimine that he's chayiv, that he wouldn't be chayiv b'chutz. Kamash b'lon, that since he's minyona de shchita upon him, even though in this oif, he wouldn't be able to have a shchita, kamash b'lon, since he's minyona de shchita, so he could be chayiv b'chutz also. That's how he answers the first ta'ara on the Rashba. And in the second aura, he wants to be mechadish that this whole svara that you need to have someone that's roi la'avoyda, that had he done it with nim will be kosher, is only a svara in shchita. But shchita, it says that the yisayda did is, because he didn't bring it la'ayom mayid. Like the pasuk before us over there, he didn't bring it la'ayom mayid. Mashiach, l'gabi ha'law, says the Makar Baruch, that's not the yisayda of the chiyib, because we're not talking about the tchilas havas ha'behimah. That the pasuk says that Yochai, because he didn't bring it, it's only the guy with the tchilas havah, the tchilas hashchita. So over there, there would be a special svar to say it has to be that had you done this with them, it would be a kosher akrova. But shaking the guy by Allah, since we're already not in the tchilas akrova, sakarban, we're already talking about after the shchita, over there will be no havimin of bechlal, that you need to be a kosher la'avoida in order to be chai b'chutz. So our chiyat is ha'aretz from different places that you know that in Allah, there's no difference in shchita and Allah in this tekuda. But that's how he wants to answer the Rashba to explain why Allah, you could be chay bazar, even though Allah is pasul bazar bifnim. Now, the Gabi the did of Yochan Mumcha, so the Rashbam says, Hachanami bi Yochan Mumcha, Baki bi Gemara, Kloimar, Rav Muvik. Someone that's a Baki, a Rav Muvik, he has a did of Yochan Mumcha, he can be mater, the Dorim bi Yechidus. And the Ritva brings down a machlekes. He brings down the Shita Sarashbam. He brings the Rashbam Shita is that's enough that you're a Baki B'Gemara, a Rav Bovik. But he brings that Derma argues, Derma holds you need to have a Samach, someone that has Smicha. Ish b'piyish, you need to have smicha. The fact that you're just a big bucky in Shas, a big bucky in Paiskim, you're a Rav Bovik, is not enough. You need to be samach. You have to have smicha. She'aran also brings down a machlekes. He brings out different names. He brings out the Rambam in Hilchos Shvuos, Perek Vav Halacha Hey, holds like the Rashbam, holds that all you need to be is a bucky b'gemara. And the Rajba argues, he brings the Rajba that argues, the Rajba holds, you need to be a samach. You need to have smicha. It's not enough, someone that's a big Talmud Chacham. It has to be that you have smicha. See a raya from the Gemara later on in Daf Kuf Chafal Fabet Aleph. Well, later on in the Gemara, we'll see that there's a raya to this machlekes. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says, "Makan Roshi Amatos, Afla Lon Roshi Amatos." That there's a din Roshi Amatos by Shkute Chutzos. So the Ma'ayel Chasam, Reb Sheishes Leim Hashiyeh Sheila Behektish. That the pasuk is coming to tell me that the din Sheila Hektish could be Sheila Hektish. So the Karen Eira in the Dorim and Dafayin Ches, with the same Gabar as us, he discusses what exactly do we need a pasuk for Sheila Behektish. The Hektish is also a nether. Why would someone have a Havamino, a special Havamino, that by Hektish there wouldn't be a Din Sheila? So he first wants to say the Karen Eira, he starts off to say that the Swara is that we're talking about a Hektish that a person is Mechuyev to bring. For example, if someone's makdish achatos, someone's mechuyev achatos, and he's makdish achatos, so says the character, there will be a svar to say that since I'm something that I'm mechuyev, and that doesn't help she'ela, even though the ma'isa hektish needs a teres neder, and it passes the did, it would apply the did she'ela on the ma'isa hektish also. But since there's a svar lechalik to the regular neder that someone just does, be didvas liboy, he makes a neder, I'm not going to eat this kikar, kikar kaidim kikar zu alai, that you can make a she'ela on. Or shvoi, you can make a sheila. Bashekin a carbon that I was bechuyev to bring, a carbon that someone's bechuyev to bring, says the Karen Eira, maybe there'll be a svar to say of a deer, there's no sheila, and that's why we need a special pasuk over here. And he says, "Meilu huad dechal must have a bino be trubus and meisus like the Rashbam's mashba over here. Rashbam's mashba that only after the pasuk of yeshayla behektish, then the svar is that you can be sheila on trubus and meisus." Says the Karen Eira, because the have a bino may have been. That Trumas and Maestras, since you're mechuyev to take off the Truma, it's not something that you're doing midvas libcha, you're mechuyev to take off the Truma, so there'll be a svara that you can't be shayla on this thing. It comes out that in a case where you don't, where you're not mechuyev, someone that's benadev the carbon, that you wouldn't have a special pasuk. You don't need a special pasuk of yeshayla behekdish. And the Karen Eira asks that it's not mashma like that all over, it's mashma that the shayla of yeshayla behekdish is the shayla by all over. And therefore says the Karen Eira that maybe there's just a different svar, Bishum Chaybir the Hektish. So I'll exactly what the svar is. Bishum Chaybir the Hektish, there'll be a tzad to say that you can't be Shoyal. And that we need a special pasuk of the year, especially Yafusa, special Tzair Shava, that we could be Shoyal even on a Hektish. Ayin Shavi is down in the Sugya Erechadav Chav Gibel, and he says that over there, the Gemara is before that the Machlaikis, whether or not you could be Shoyal, be Hektish or not, is totally. It, like the Gemara says by us, if Hektish toys have a Hektish. So he's Ba'orer, that L'chayra, the Gemara over here is just telling that Light Beishamai, that holds Eid Sheil of a Hektish, Light Tim, you can't have the Pasuk. But let's say there could be a different reason why someone could hold Eid Sheil of a Hektish. He doesn't have the Pasuk. If someone doesn't hold an Xer Shava, then he will hold an Eid Sheil of a Hektish. So the Gemara and Erech, where the Gemara is done over there, whether or not there's a Sheila Behektish or not, what does it have to bring that it's totally Machikis Beishabi Beisilo? The Gemara could just say it's totally if you have the Gzeir Shava. Because he brings that there's other Tanoim, there's Rabbi Shmuel, and Zvachim, Dafkov Zayin, it doesn't hold an Gzeir Shava. It doesn't have to be that the reason why someone holds Eid Sheila Hektish is because he has to hold like Beishamai, that Hektish Tois is Leiav Hektish. It's enough that he holds, he doesn't hold an Xer Shavi, he doesn't have a Makar. Like it's before Dar Gemara, even Beis Hillel needs a new Makar to the Din of Yeshayel of a Hektish. He says, Bishlev, if you learn like the first Pshat, so the whole place where you need to have a Makar is only in a Hektish that's Mechuyev. So the Geah, by a Hektish that's not Mechuyev. So then you need to come out to the only reason why Ein Sheil of a Hektish is only because of Beishamai Svar of Hektish Toys, I have a Hektish. That doesn't apply Bechal Sheil of a Hektish. The fact that you don't have a Pasuk, that's not a reason for Ein Sheil of a Hektish, but the Pasuk you only need when you're Mechuyev. Mashiach, if you learn like the second shot, that it's just al Tchayim the Hektish, and any Hektish needs a Pasuk, so the Gemara could have just said that the Gemara over there is doubting Chitus Rebbe Lezer, the Gemara could say Rebbe Lezer doesn't hold to the Pasuk. Right, Shavi says, you have to say that the Gemara held, there's no reason in the world that someone should hold an Gzeir Shava if not that he holds like Beis Shammai. Right, Shavar Richa said, the carrot Eira Dafai Ches in the Dorm. There's a kasha on our Gemara, the Rebbe Chanan asked, the Kerevet Shirim in Ois Shin Samach Beis. Now, the Chayr, what is the Gemara? The Gemara goes on and asks, Lo Beis Shammai, the Amri Ein Sheila Behektish. So if he Beis Shammai, you don't, it doesn't apply B'chal Adin of Het to the Darim, because the whole Yisayit of Het to the Darim is Taloi in a Tois. And Beis Shammai holds Hektish Tois is Hektish. So it doesn't make sense to hold in of Ataris the Darim by Hektish. So if he him, what do you do with the Gzeir Shava? So the Gemara says that he doesn't hold the Gzeir Shava. He holds, you learn Zad Dover to tell you something else. So Rabbi Chanan asks that even the fee, Beis Shammai, it's still not get the Gzeir Shava to learn for Afara. Rabbi Chanan brings a Rambam in Hilchas Dar and Perak Dalat Alacha Ches, where the Rambam over there is beforeish, that is a din, Hafara on Hektish. And there are Dvaz on the side over there says that the Makar to the Rambam is from this Gzeir Shava, the same way you learn Gzeir Shava, Lagabe Adin HaTorah, Hu Adin, you learn Lagabe Adin HaFaras Adarim. There's Adin HaFaras Adarim, but the Ab and Bal can be made for Nidrei Ishtoi Ubitoi, it can be made for even Nidrei Hektish. So Rabbi Chanan says that you have to learn, if you look at the Daik and Rashbam, the Pshan Gemara's Kasha is a little different. So the Pshan Gemara's Kasha is that Bisham holds in Sheil Behektish, he Behekr can't hold of the Gzeir Shava. Since it's Gzeir Shava here, and in Gzeir Shava Lamet, so you need to learn out if someone holds an Gzeir Shava Behekrich, he's going to have to learn Yesh Eila Behektish. And the Chayr, the Mechumen of the Rashbam is, and you would have to be derived from here, the Hektish Tois is not Hektish. So the fact is Gzeir Shava saying there's a Din Sheila. So therefore, the Gemara doesn't mean to ask that Bishamai doesn't have anything to do with the Gzeir Shava. Because he, anyhow, because he could have learned Gzeir Shava the other way around, the Gabi the Din of Gimel Adyotis. So therefore, says Rabbi Chanan that the Yisayit of the Kasha of the Gemara just is that since Bishamai holds Ein Sheila Behektish Tois is Hektish, Behekrich he didn't have the Gzeir Shava. Had he had the Gzeir Shava, he would have to hold Yesh Sheila Behektish, and Behekrich he would have to hold like Basila, the Hektish Tois is in the Hektish. That's the Yisayit of the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara is not just looking for what Bishamai could have learned out from the Gzeir Shava. Yesh La'ayin Lefida the Karen Ayra. Svaris, maybe this would be a mock-up to say that this whole svara of Chaymer of Hektish or the other svaris, a svara dafkid tois, a svara in Hilchas She'ela. Maybe in Hilchas Afar, there would be no svara b'chlal to be mechalik between the Darim Shvuas and a Hektish. Maybe Hektish would be the same as the Darim and Shvuas Lagabe Afar, and therefore maybe the Makar of the Rambam is not from the Xeris Akasa. Maybe Bishamai could also hold it as halacha. Bishamai that holds Ein Sheila Bakdish could be Maida Yesh Afar Bakdish, because maybe you don't need a Parsik b'chlal for Afarah. Maybe it would be Pashat Misvara that Afarah we could learn out Misvara from the parasha of the Darim and Shvuas. You don't need a new Gzeir Shava to learn out the Din Afara. Maybe the whole reason why we need special Gzeir Shava is only in She'ela, Tzarechi, and if you could say a chilik between Atara and Afara. Now the Rashbam is Mazar. What does the Gemara mean to say that we're learning out to the parasha of Shchutei Chutz, Yesh She'ela Behektish? Where does it come in the Din of She'ela Behektish in the parasha of Shchutei Chutz? So the Rashbam, the Ramaskal Shiyei Sheila Behektish is Masber, that if someone shechts a carbon bachotz, and he's chayiv chorus, and then he goes and he's matter is hektish, he's matter neder on his hektish, the loch is he's oikir bei koron, he's not going to be chayiv chorus, who potter me chorus. Rabbi Chanan, in Kayvet Shiurim, in Ois, Shit Samach Vav, and Shit Samach Zayin, is oimen on a kasha, or on the Rashbam. The Chayra, after someone already shechts a shute chotz, there's a machoikis, Rashi and Tosfos, the Kedusha Daf Zayin and Beis, famous Machlokes, whether or not, what's the Yisayit of the Issur of Shchutei Chutz? Rashi seems to say that the Issur of Shchutei Chutz is because it's Kodesh, doesn't have a Heter of Zrika, you never Zerik the Dam Behechsher, so it remains with its regular Issur Kodesh, that's why it all eats Shchutei Chutz. But Tosfos argues, Tosfos says that no, it's Kachem Shabesu. Once a carbon dies and it's not Roy Akrav anymore, it's Yotzer B'dei Be'ilo, it doesn't have any Issur Me'ilo anymore. And the Chayr Lufi Taisvis, the Isser, the Yisrael, the Isser of Shchutei Chutz, is a new Isser that the Torah gave to Shchutei Chutz, not out to Isser Kodesh. So ask Rabbi Chanan that the Gemara, it's Seif Shvushtai and Basra, this third parak of Shvush, the end of the parak, the Gemara over there says that if someone wants to be Shoyal, someone makes a nether, a Shvu on a Kikar, and he eats the whole kikar, he can't be shoyl anymore. You can't be shoyl on something that's not negay anymore to neder. It has to be that the neder and the shvuah is still here. It has to remain a kezayis of the kikar that you made a shvuah or neder on in order to be able to be matter neder. So as for Rav Chanan, in this case, after the person made shchutei chutz, the hektish is poka. Fitaisis, there's no iser kodesh here anymore. The hektish is poka. There's a new iser that you're not allowed to eat shchutei chutz, but there's no iser kodesh here anymore. So how could someone go and be shayil on such a neder? L'chayra, the whole hektish, the whole neder that he made, the whole chalois kedusha that he made over here, that he did with his neder, l'chayra is poka, l'chayra is not here anymore. So Rav Chanan is down that maybe we could say that it's enough. Even in a chadam, there's no iser kodesh bepoilier anymore. But that ayidei my neder. The reason why there's an iser shchutei chutz here is only bonoy on the fact that there was a hektish here. You can't make an iser shchutei chutz on chulin. So in order to have the shchutei chutz, the iser shchutei chutz here, it's only because of my neder, because of my nidre hektish that I made, my arezu that I made on this carbon. So therefore, says Rav Chanan, maybe that would be enough to say that my nether still remains here, since it's still an iser that's here, mikayach my nether. And he says that maybe we could be bedame this to Aram. There's a chuvis Aram, and the Aram bedame the halacha, that you can't be matter a nether until it's chal. Says the Aram, apal pikein, already bein, if someone made a nether that he's not going to do something on Thursday, already bein ashmoshes, before Thursday starts, already a beta shmoshes, it's ready called chal neder. Even though there's a tzad that it's still yoyim. And it's not bepoil chal neder. But since right now I can't go and eat this kikar, if I made a neder, I'm not going to eat this kikar ayoyim. I could have kikar zu alai biyoyim chamishi. Right now it's beta shmoshes, I can't eat it now. Because I'm suffic, maybe it's yoyim chamishi. So the fact that there's a bepoil tika shloch of the neder right now that I'm not allowed to go and do it, even though klapi shmai could be it wasn't chal yet, that's enough to be called chal neder. Therefore, says Rav Chanan, even though there's no bepoil to get iser kodesh, since there's something that's stopping me from eating it, this bepoil, I can't eat it because of my neder, maybe that would be enough. He's just done that im kein, it should be enough for chati shir also. The man, the omer chati shir is asr ben ha-toyrah. Why does the Gemara say you need a kezayis? Eidech rabi chati shir. It's not a full-blown iser, but ha-bia, right now, nesa, because of the chati shir, why is that not enough? The fact that it remains from the kikar of chati shir, why is that not enough that I could go and be matter neder because of the issur of chati shir? And why does the Gemara say that in order to be able to be shayil on your neder, your shvua needs to remain a kezayis from the kikar? So it remains by a kasher, b'chana made by a kasher, if we're saying that the side isurim could also dan that the shvua and the neder remains, why wouldn't a chati shir also be enough? Why is it different than the Isser of Shchutei Chutz and Eretz Sugya? Reb Shach and Avi Ezri in Me'ilah Parak Gimel, in the beginning of Parak Gimel, he also brings this kasha. He brings from Chacham Echad as to this kasha that if we say that there's no Isser Kodesh anymore in Shchutei Chutz, how could you go be Shoyal on the Shchutei Chutz? So Reb Shach over there brings down from his son-in-law, Rabbi Tzvi Bergman, he says the teretz as follows. He says that by halos b'chutz, if you male imurim b'chutz, there's still the whole carbon left. It's not a possible carbon. You were zayrik, you were sheikh of zayrik, the carbon kedin. And now you went and you male imurim b'chutz. So over there, there's still a din kodesh on the carbon. There's still the buster left that you have to eat b'kodesh. All the dine kodesh are still on the carbon. When you shech b'chutz, ein echanami. Taisa says it's kachim shevesu. But when you male imurim b'chutz, the rest of the carbon is still kosher. That doesn't pass on the carbon. You're either iser for being malo emur b'chutz, but the carbon still remains kosher, so there's still want to be shaylon. So Reb Shach writes, it's a good teretz, but the pashtis, the pasuk over here that we're making gzeir shavatu is talking about the parash of shchutei chutz. So in a chanami is the gay and the parash of Allah is chutz, but it's pashtis mashba that we're talking about the shaylos the gay to the iser of shchutei chutz. And once you shech b'chutz, the carbon is kosher shemesu, like Taisa says, and there's no iser kodesh. But as he says that we could say a similar teretz that after someone shechs b'chutz, eidech hanami the iser kodesh is paka. But apel pikin, if he goes and takes this carbon and he's malo deimur b'chutz, the halacha is that he's chayv karis of being malo deimur b'chutz. So there's still a din kodesh here on the carbon. Eidech hanami there's no isurim if someone's nenet from it. He's not over iser kodesh, but there's still a din kodesh over here on the imurim that when you malo deimur b'chutz, you're going to be chayv karis. That alone, says Reb Shach, would be enough to dam, that there's something left for my hektish that I can be shayel on. Then Rabbi Yezri says another teretz, that even after Tosfos says there's no isser hano, it's not usher b'ano because of the isser kodesh, because it's already kach shemesu, once you shechted the b'chutz, that the isser kodesh goes off, but he says, who owns this carbon now? The mominus still belongs to hektish. And since the mominus still belongs to hektish, that also, like he says, like, is enough to make me be able to be shayl on it. Since I did my neder, this now became mom and hektish, but the fact that it remains mom and hektish is also enough that we could damn that there remains over here the hektish that I could be shayl on. Then Reb Shach says that the whole kasha, he says, is not 100% mukhrach. He says, if you look at the makna over there in Kedushin, that the Zayin and Beis, he says, it could be that the maskana, Tosfos also holds that there's the Isser Kodesh. Tosfos just means that the Havavita, what could have been in the drushes, but the Baisa could be that Tosfos agrees to Rashi that Shchutei Chutz has the Isser Kodesh. I ain't sure about that makna. The whole kasha is not mukhrach. So Kapodim, so we said over a kasha that l'chayra loy fi Tosfos that shkutei chutz is mutter ba'ana, doesn't have isser kodesh. L'chayra, how could you could be shayel? The Gemara and Shavuot says before that you could only be shayel on a neder or shvuah if it remains the isser. And on that we said three terutzim. We said a teretz from Rabbi Chanan that maybe the fact is isser shkutei chutz that came machmas hektish is also enough. We said a teretz that Reb Shach put down for a Meir Tzvi Bergman that the that we took that they gave for our lost chutz, where there the carbon still remains kosher. And the Reb Shach just asked them that the Lucheru talked about shchutei chutz, and he said a little similar that the gea ta halos chutz, that even though after the shchitas chutz there's a pocket of hektish, but there's still a din kodesh legabi that I'm chayiv but halos chutz with a mal and a yibur b'chutz, I'm still going to be chayiv kores. And then the Abiezi himself said a teretz that's a gea to the mabbinus hektish. And then Abiezi was ba'ayur that maybe the whole kash is not sure. Maybe Tosfos does lebayis agree that it's a kodesh on shchutei chutz. Now the Ritva by us talks about an idiot which comes up a few places in Shas and the Rishaydev. He says that we say yeshela behektish, that's only before it was baliyag gizbar. Once the gizbar gets it already, then the halacha is they can't be shayel. The Ritva by us says it's before shad a gemara erichin. Tzarchin erichin means the gemara lachard erichin afchav gibel. You have to see exactly lachard. It's not, definitely not before shad a gemara there. Yish la'ayin exactly if it could be mitzi a raya for that sugya. And the Ma'arit al Gazi, Soif Perek Dal de Bechayrus and Oislam and Hey, he's done. What to do with Kachem is Beach? Does this Dalacha Baliyar Gizbar also apply to the din of Kachem is Beach? Pashtus, the Ritva by us is talking about Kachem is Beach. Our Sugya of Yeshayel Behektish is talking about Kachem is Beach. But the Ma'arit al Gazi himself brings a raya before Shavu Ritva. In Yevavistav Peches, where over there also the Gemara is talking about Yeshela, is talking about Kachem Mizbeach, and over there the Ritva also says that the halacha is that once it's brought out of Gizbar, you don't have the halacha of, you can't be Shoyal anymore. Now the Etzem Din, the Bekarv to this Din, is from a Gemara in the Darim Daf Nuntes. The Gemara in the Darim Daf Nuntes over there says that by Truba, once it's brought out of Koyin, the Pashup Shad the Gemara over there is that once the Koyin gets the Truba, you can't go and be Shoyal anymore at the Truba. Pashas, the Rishayim are saying that Hektish will be a dibbi to that. The same way by Truba, once it comes to Yad Koyin, you can't be Shoyal. Who I did, by Hektish, once it comes to Yad Gizbar, you can't be Shoyal. The did Tosfos in Psachim, Daf Bevalva Beis, says this halacha. There's the Ritva, a lot of places says it. The Rashba, a few places says, brings down this did. In Begabi Tzedakal, Gab Hektish Adib, it's also brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Tor Shulchan Aruch, this halacha, that you can't be Shoyal once it came to Yad Gizbar. Now the Rashba, In a tshuva brought out in Beduris Yushalayim, it's brought out a chelak gibel simu kufchav beis. Over there, he's coming to speak out that the din of abirasi the gavoyak abirasi lahediyot is not mamish like a besira. All it means is that the tchal kinyan. So it's coming to say it's tchal kinyan, but it's not mamish like a besira. It says because he brings a riot from this halacha for the fact that halacha is by hektish or regular hektish, even though it's kibesira, after picking it can be shayel. But once it's Baliyad Gizbar, you can't be Shoyal. So you see that it's not Mamish a Besira. It just means as a din of a Besira that it can be Chala Hekdash. Now, in the Etzem Havana, what's the state of this din of Baliar Gizbar? So there's a the Shach, it's a Beresh that hey, Sivkat Avav, he brings from Tshuvis from Tzal Ashkenazi, and the Shach's Masber that the Yisoid of the Sfarah could be that once it's Baliar Gizbar, so then already, besides for your Neder, besides for your Dibur, there's also a regular kidney that was Baliar Gizbar. So the same way someone makes a kidney Bechaveiro, and Allah says it can't be Shail on it, so Eirich Anami, there was a Chalois kidney with the Hektish. But that came by the Yedibur. That was a nether, that kidyud was chal with Yedibur, with a din of a nether. And therefore, that kidyud you could be shayalah. But what is a regular Mesirah to the Gizbar, which then would have been a regular kidyud anyhow, lahedyud. So then, the halacha is that you can't be shayalah on it. That's what a Shach's Mazver, Ayin, the Tzaisis of a Reish, is done about the shayalah. He's done about the Tzaisis, he brings this Shach. And the night of Yehuda in Madura Tidyan and Yeridea said, Bekufta Dalid, he discusses this Shiloh Barucha also. He's done, first of all, he says that the whole din is not a Dabar Muskim. He says that the Gemara and Shumas, the Gemara and the Dharm Daftan Tess, if you look at the Pirish Arush over there, he brings it down a different Pshat. He brings, for a blessed rebits, the Urayim, a different Pshat in the Sugya. Over there, he's Masber that what the Gemara over there is discussing whether Chuba is a Dabar Sheish Batir. The Gemara says that since he can be Shiloh and Chuba, so therefore it's a Dabar Sheish Batir. The Gemara says that once it's Baliyad Koyin, so then it's not anymore Dover Sheishul Batirin. So Pashat, you learned the Gemara that once it's Baliyad Koyin, you can't be Shail on it anymore. So that's why it's not a Dover Sheishul Batirin. Says the Noid Yehuda that if you look at the Rosh, B'Shem, the Blessed Be Mitz, he says a different Pshat. He says that once it's Baliyad Koyin, the Koyin can't be Shail on it. Because the Koyin wasn't the one that made the Neder. And the Rosh explains that why can't we damn that it's Dover Sheish Batirin because the Yisrael could be Shail. He says you have to say that it's not Shriach. Once he gave it to the Kayan, why would the Yisrael be Shail on it? When it's by him, he's Shail on it. Once he gave it to the Kayan, it's not Shriach for the Yisrael to be Shail on it. Therefore, we don't damn it as a Dover Sheish Batirin. So it's Bavur that he holds it, but Etzem the Yisrael could be Shail, even though it's Yigil Yad Kayan. And the Yehuda says that the fact that the Rambam doesn't bring down the Stin, the Rambam says him, it's a vor that he holds also, there's no such halacha. Rav and Perek Dal, halacha yitzayin halachas trubis, the Yehuda says, also must have learnt the Gemara like the Urayim, like the Rav's Mitzah. The Gemara's not saying any chiddush ladin. The Gemara's not coming to say a chiddush, the can't be shayil on truma shabali ad kayin. And in the etzem halacha, the Yehuda has two new pshatim. What's the pshat in the halacha that he can't be shayil on truma once it's bali ad kayin? He says, one pshat, he says, apiran in the Dharm Daf Pehei. The Ran in the Dharm Daf Pehei says that when someone asks us all the chasim ba'anah, chutz and the isra anah, since he can't be netted from them, so he's mafker them. So he's mafker on the chasim, so the person could be zeicha, someone could go be zeicha and the chasim, he didn't hefker. So says that Rabbi Yehuda that when someone gives truma to a koyin, since the soul can't be netted from him, so he's being mafker it, I can put it to that koyin. And he's done barucha, the tshuva here, the tshuva over there, that the passes the shaykh to have a hefker just to the koyin. And therefore, since he's being mafker to the koyin, so therefore he can't go be shayl on it, because chutz from the etzem, Chalois Truma, he also gave it up to the Kayan. He gave it to the Kayan. And therefore, even if he's Shail on it, he can't get it back. Shla'ayin, HaKapadim, let it be Shail on Tzchelik HaTruma. Tzorachin, the night of Yehuda, and that Svara. And then he says another Svara, that once you gave it to the Gizbar, once you give it to the Kayan, so you're not Neman anymore to say that you made a mistake. He says every single Sha'ila, every single Ataras Darim, we have to trust the person. The person saying that if I would have known this and this, I would have not made the neder. I would have not made this truma. So a regular neder, it's the gate to the person himself. So he's neman. He's neman on himself. The chacham, that's matters neder, believes him, trusts him that he would have not made the neder had he known this fact. But once I gave it to a gizbar and I gave mominus over to a kayin, the kayin says, I don't believe you. Mechatesi, coming along and saying, if you would have known. He's not neman. A person can't go come along and say when he sells something to someone, afterwards says, oh, I made a mistake. So therefore says the night of Yehuda that the Yisrael of the Lobdis of this halacha of Bali HaKayin is Pasha Chasar Namonis. We don't believe you that this is what happened. Ayin Shah Barucha, and you have to know every single case if it's the Gea, all these Svaras. But like upon him, so we said three Svaras and why, once it's a Gea Liyad Gizbar, it shouldn't apply, it doesn't apply to Did of She'el anymore. I have the Svara of the Shach, it's a Reish that Hesif got above. The Shach over there says that the Svara is that once there's a Mesir Liyad Gizbar, Mesir Lakayin, there's a regular push the Kinyan here, and that Kinyanim doesn't help She'ela. The Chutz from the Neder, Chutz from the Chalois Hektish, there's also a Kinyan, and that doesn't help She'ela. And then we set over two pshatim for Beit Yehuda. Either the Rabbis works, it works out to Hefker, that he's giving up his chelik to the Kayin. Once he gives it to the Kayin, chutz from the etzem, neder is a Hefker. And that the Achreinim HaMa'ira on the night of Yehuda, that L'chayra, the Ran himself is beforeish, that what's the Ran that he's bringing from that Pehei, that what's the neder's paka, the Hefker's also paka. So the whole Hefker is only bonding on the neder. You should be able to be shayla on the neder and take off the Hefker. The back of the Nudai Behuda, they bring down over there Achreinim that HaMa'ira, the Sa'ara on the night of Yehuda. And the second shot of the night of Yehuda was that we don't believe him. We don't believe you that if you would have known, you would have not made, you would have not made this truma, you would have not made this hektish, and therefore once it's Boliad Gizbar, we can't believe you anymore, and therefore the She'ela can't be chal.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.